You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ron Rivera is now an analyst. He's making the rounds. And I got to be honest with you. I imagine, I'm trying to be cognizant and respectful of what you guys want to hear and what you care about, what you don't. And so I can't imagine you want us talking shop on all of Rivera's takes all the time, because we've got a pretty good sample that says he's not exactly batting over 500 with his assessments on players, draft, free agency, or otherwise. But if you go back to what he said Washington was going to do in free agency, man, did he nail it. It's almost like he's been meeting with these owners for months. It's almost like he's got a pretty good idea of the philosophy that they were hoping the next wave of the organization used and the paradigm that was implemented.
Yep, very limited.
Now, he did not know who their general manager was going to be. He did not have any time working with Adam Peters. He doesn't really know how he views things and what his ideas are. He didn't help hire Lance Newmark, the assistant general manager. But he knows what their draft board looks like based on the day he walked out the door. He's been meeting with scouts every step of the way. He's been talking about the quarterback class with the guy that runs the amateur side, Tim Gribble, and all of the folks that report to him. And he knows about the pro personnel side because most of those guys, interestingly enough, are still there. Marty,
the other Marty. Marty, that's four.
You missed Marty.
Okay, more Marty. Thank you. It's hard sometimes to keep track of all the Martys. Come on, it's fun. We're just funning. Everybody's having a good. But I would have said, I don't really care what Rivera has to say about Washington. Except that he did this little sit-down call, whatever it was, with John Keim at the end of the season. And it was just kind of a, here's why things weren't as bad as you thought, or here's what I didn't do well enough, or we'll do differently. I still want to work kind of story. And he suggested they're going to go in a completely different direction. We tried to build things from the outside in, and I'm paraphrasing. He was talking about receivers. And I guess he's suggesting corner because they drafted a couple of them early last year, although that didn't go great. But he said they're going to go inside out. They're going to try to fix the O-line. They're going to sign up the middle. And he couldn't have been more spot on. They spent on Luvu, inside linebacker. They spent on Wagner, more inside linebacker. Kicked Luvu outside, essentially. The strength of the team is still the D-tackles. We were saying, might they trade Allen? Could they trade Payne? And he's going, no. They're building the whole defense around those two guys. The ownership group we know didn't want to pay either of the defensive ends. That's why Chase Young went to San Fran and Montez Sweat went to Chicago and is still there on a massive new contract. But my point in bringing this up is just to tell you that Rivera, when he spoke about what they were going to do, suggested it's going to be a bunch of free agents. They're going to really have a changing of the guard, and they're going to do it this way. And he kind of nailed it, if we're being honest. They went and signed a center hours into free agency. They got a guard pretty quickly, inside out. And so I go, huh. Again, it's almost like he has talked to this ownership group and had a feel with people in the building for what was going to happen.
Yep. Very limited.
But I thought, I wonder what he would say then if asked, what are they going to do at number two? Have him and Josh Harris ever talked about those players, about quarterback at two, about what he's looking for in a QB. Has he talked to anyone high ranking that's still there? Obviously, his guys. But he didn't talk to Peters. He didn't talk to Newmark. So does it even matter what he thinks they think? He was on the radio, as a matter of fact, on an Odyssey station, BetQL. And this is what he had to say when he joined BetQL and they asked him what Washington's going to do with the number two overall pick.
No, I think they go with Jalen Daniels. Again, this is about who's going to fit that style of offense that Cliff Kingsbury's bringing to town. That's why they went out and signed Marcus Mariota, and I think that's what you're going to get. I really do. I think that's the kind of offense player they're looking for, and I think he's dynamic enough.
Now, he's not going to come out and say, well, I know that this is the type of guy that ownership thinks is going to be what works in the league moving forward. And to be honest, let's say he's had conversations with Harris throughout last season. I just wonder how much ownership would even have divulged about their future plan or their vision and wants to a guy that they had to have known the day they took over was not going to be here beyond this past season. Remember, we don't know that it was Harris, but there was a point in time where one of the prospective buyers was meeting with Sean Payton last offseason. Well, there's only a couple of prospective owners that were ever close enough to really start trying to put their ducks in a row. I got to assume it might have been the group that landed this team, but let's say hypothetically it wasn't. Somebody was talking to Sean Payton. When you are the head coach of a team that isn't winning and a new ownership comes in, it's a matter of time. You're a dead man walking. And Rivera knew that last year. I think most of us knew that every step of the way. You have a chance to force them to keep you by winning. And that just didn't come to fruition. So if you know he's probably not going to be there, I don't know that you're sitting down going, I really like this Jaden Daniels guy. Tell me what you see when you watch film. I wouldn't give much credence to this if he didn't nail free agency. And maybe he just kind of got lucky. But how did he know they were having a paradigm shift? How did he know that, you know, our philosophy was this and now it's going to be the opposite? We did it this way, that we zigged, they want to zag. I think some of this came by way of the trade deadline. When he found out, like, we drafted a first-round defensive end, Montez Sweat. He didn't, but we, meaning the organization from his perspective. No, we drafted Chase Young. We have prioritized the defensive line and ends and pass rush, and these guys, meaning ownership, they didn't want to pay Chase Young. They didn't want to pay Montez Sweat. Now, I'm not sure that that is their big picture philosophy. I would guess if one of those guys was TJ Watt, they would have paid him. You know, if you've got Myles Garrett, you might be willing to fork over close to $30 million a year, like the Giants just did for Brian Burns. Sweat didn't have double-digit sacks until last season, and Young just hasn't really shown it. I'm sure they were getting a lot of mixed reviews as they were interviewing and talking to people around campus last season about how much of a priority to make him going into the future.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But when Ron Rivera says, this is not who he would draft. He was not asked, hey, coach, who would you draft at number two? Although I definitely think he would draft Jaden Daniels, too. I believe that. And by two, I mean also. At number two, he's taking him. He had so much success with Cam doing it that way, with a guy that can make plays with his feet. I think he's probably always chasing something like that. So I do believe if the Martys and Rivera were still running the show, it'd be Daniels. I'd be very confident in that. Because we just don't know how Peters thinks or what Newmark thinks. To me, I have no clue. I'm going on different shows. People are asking me, what are the Commanders going to do? And I just have to say, I have absolutely no idea. They're not really letting a whole lot out at this point. But it'll be Daniels or May. They're going to like one of those two better than the other. Can't tell you which one. We can try to look into their proclivities or what they've had. I mean, Peters was never his own GM, never really making his own decisions, forming his own roster. But he was a part of a team that got to a Super Bowl with a seventh-round pick who is not a runner, you know, more of a kind of a game-managing athlete in Brock Purdy. He's never really been in an organization where they had an electric dual threat, if you think about Peters' past. In Denver, he won his ring with Peyton Manning. In New England, he was there during the Tom Brady era. So maybe you think he leans Drake May, if you really think that he's going to base this decision on what's worked in his career. But I don't think that's a fair assessment. He may look around the league constantly as a talent evaluator and go, man, one day I want to be running a team where I got a Lamar Jackson type QB who's the best athlete on the field every single Sunday. And frankly, everyone should probably view it that way. Like, if you know that Jaden Daniels is going to turn into Lamar, of course you would just take him and not think twice about it. You got Lance Newmark coming over from Detroit, where they just made the NFC Championship game with Jared Goff. Now, Goff has played very well in Ben Johnson's offense the last couple of years, but there's nobody less athletic or mobile, really, than Jared Goff. You know where he's going to be at all times. He's standing in the pocket, and he's making throws. And when he's rolling, he'll dissect you, he'll carve you up, he'll make every throw. But that's the assistant GM, who's the top lieutenant to Adam Peters. Detroit, going back through the years, trying to rack my brain. I mean, it was Stafford pretty much forever under Newmark. Again, more May-ish, I would say, like a athlete in the pocket. But I don't know if I should say that. I mean, Daniels is also very, very capable and apt as a passer. He just, the one knock I have on him throwing the football is he almost never throws to the middle of the field. But he can sling it. Like, the guy's way better thrower of the football than people give him credit for. Something about when you run for 100-plus yards in a game or 10 touchdowns in a season, or you just have the speed that he does where you don't get the credit you probably deserve throwing the football. Although I'd say the same about May scrambling around with 40-plus first downs, converting on third and fourth down as a scrambler the last 2 years. Way, way, way better athlete, more mobile than people think. But this was Ron Rivera, again, when asked, what are the Commanders going to do at number two overall?
No, I think they go with Jalen Daniels. Again, this is about who's going to fit that style of offense that Cliff Kingsbury's bringing to town. That's why they went out and signed Marcus Mariota. And I think that's what you're going to get. I really do. I think that's the kind of offense player they're looking for. And I think he's dynamic enough.
He thinks Kingsbury wants a quarterback who can run. I think a lot of people have assumed that because they took Murray 1-1. But did that experience for Kingsbury make him more or less inclined to do it again? I think that's a fair question. He also believes that going and getting Mariota is a tell, which is something we've debated in town. They went and got Marcus Mariota. Does that mean they're more inclined to have a starter that's like him, where they're designing runs, they're going read option, big part of the offense. You know, there's design keepers and nakeds, a little bit more like the 2012 Washington offense with Griffin. That's Jaden Daniels, less Drake May. Not to say you can't do some of that with Drake May, but it's going to be a much bigger part of the rookie offense, I would imagine, for Daniels out of LSU. Again, I would have preferred to have been in a place where I heard this and I went, well, Rivera doesn't know any more about their plans than the rest of us. I just don't think that's true. He knows the ownership group, and you could say, well, the owner shouldn't be making the pick. Owners are always going to be involved, ideally limitedly, but when it comes to head coaches, GMs, and quarterbacks, three categories. They will be sitting at the table. It's not a coincidence that Adam Peters was there for all those meetings at the combine. Not a problem unless he's picking the quarterback and telling them what to do, but they are going to be involved. They should be involved. Those are the biggest decisions that get made in a $6-plus billion entity. They're going to be in the room.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.